Great. Wasn't that brilliant? Absolutely loved just seeing our kids and hearing them. So well done, Harbour Kids, to you all, and thank you for blessing us with that song. Well, I have the privilege today of being able to just share the next 10 or maybe 15 minutes. Do you want to grab another cup of tea? No, don't grab another cup of tea. Just stick with me. But I have the privilege of just being able to share a few thoughts this morning. And I'm continuing the message that I started last week. So if you were with us last week, you'll know that I began this subject of asking the question, what will you be wearing as you emerge from lockdown? Do you know, the funny thing is, this morning I had one of those mornings where, I kid you not, I think I put on 4 or 5 different outfits. I know that's hard for you to imagine. Do you ever have a day like that where you're just, for some reason, you're just like, you put something on, oh, it doesn't look right, you put something else on. So if you were to come into my bedroom right now, my bed is piled with clothes. And it wasn't until I put on the last outfit, which is the one you are seeing now, that I had a little chuckle. I properly laughed out loud. Do you ever do that to yourself? Just laugh out loud. And I thought, the very subject I'm talking about today, which is what will we all be wearing, this is what I'm doing. I'm stressing about what I'm going to wear. Do you remember last week I showed you the picture of Derek, the cleric, and that he showed up and he'd got his pajamas on, he'd got his slippers on, because he's so used to doing Zoom church. And I was quite amazed how many of you messaged in last week saying, we love pajama church, we're sitting here in our pajamas. So maybe, I don't know, maybe you're still sitting in your pajamas, or maybe you have got dressed this morning. But we began the conversation last week by talking about the fact that during lockdown, what we wear hasn't mattered so much. The way our hair has been, you know. But actually, as we begin to emerge out of lockdown, suddenly we find ourselves going, oh, what am I going to wear? Dash into the shops. Maybe we've got to get new clothes because we've just, maybe a little bit like me, you've eaten way too many biscuits over lockdown. I don't know. But what we're going to wear suddenly really matters again. Of course, you'll know that I didn't talk about what we're going to wear physically. The thing that really matters is the clothes that the Bible talks about. So I just want to do a quick recap and remind you that last week we read from Colossians chapter 3, and I talked about the designer wear of heaven, that Paul so brilliantly writes about the clothes that we should wear. He talks about that we should be a people who wear mercy, tender-hearted mercy, that we should wear forgiveness, that we should wear compassion, that we should wear grace. And of course, he then goes on to say, and above all, wear love. In fact, the Message translation puts it like this: wear love as your all-purpose garment. All-purpose, all-weather garment. The most important one to wear is love. Of course, last week I brought out three things about that, that actually we need to be really intentional in putting on love. We need to be really intentional. It doesn't just happen. We've got to intentionally say, I'm going to wear the clothes of heaven. That actually there's a decision being made there. Of course, we talked about love being a choice. It's not just an emotion. It's not just a feeling, but it's a choice. And I'd encourage you maybe to go back and listen to the message, or just read the Bible yourself. Discover the way Paul talks about love. That actually, the way he describes it, if I'm honest, if anything, they're actually quite anti our emotions. A lot of the time we're so governed by our emotions. And Paul writes about what love really is. It's a choice. And then we finished last week by saying that the only way we can love is because God first loved us. In fact, none of this is possible without that. Our whole lives, the way that we are as followers of Jesus, it all starts with a revelation of the love of God. When you know you're loved, your whole wardrobe changes. When you know you're loved, when you're secure in the love of God, the way you dress, the way that you live completely changes. So today, I want to look at two other places in the Bible where we read about the clothes that God wants us to wear. And one of them we referred to at the end of last week, and George Berry put it in the chat. And those of you who know the Bible will know that I'm going to go straight to Ephesians. So if you've got a Bible, you might want to turn to it. Ephesians chapter 6. And I think the verses may come up on the screen as I'm talking now. And so here's the, if last week was the first clothing, I talked about love, I talked about Paul's instructions about that. This week I want to continue that Paul says we need to wear armor. In Ephesians chapter 6, Paul says this, he says we're in a battle. He talks about the battle that we're in. In fact, I'm just going to read. I don't know if the words are already going to be on the screen, but I'm going to actually read from God's word. You might want to follow with me. And Paul says this in Ephesians 6, and I'm going to read from verse 11. Put on. There you go. It's intentional again. This is something that you have to wear. You have to put it on. It doesn't just happen. Put on all of God's armor so that you will be able to stand firm against all the strategies of the devil. For we are not fighting against flesh and blood enemies, but against evil rulers and authorities of the unseen world, against mighty powers in this dark world, and against evil spirits in the heavenly places. Okay, wait for it again, verse 13. Therefore, Paul's saying, we're in a battle, therefore, put on. Intention again. Put on every piece of God's armor. Why? So that you will be able to resist the enemy in the time of evil. I want to remind us this morning, church, that we are in a battle. I don't have time this morning to unfold all of this. I would love to. I'd love to spend an hour talking to you about all of this, but I don't have time. But I want to remind us this morning very simply this, is that when Paul says we need to put on the armor of God, he's not saying this is casual clothing, take it or leave it. This is about, what, you know, dressing to impress. He's not saying that. He's saying you need to wear this stuff. This is vital for your survival. And I want to remind us, whoever you are watching today, I want to remind you that the armor that Paul talks about here, it's not just take it or leave it. You need this. You need this to survive. You need it. He says, if you don't have this, you're not going to cope. You're not going to cope, but you need to put on the armor of God. So I want to very quickly just unpick some of the items of clothing we want to wear. Paul says this. He starts off by talking about the belt of truth. Oh, again, I'd love to say so much about this, but all I want to say is this, is that when you read about the belt of truth, it's the one piece of this armor that goes on first. In fact, you could say it's the essential bit. It's the bit that every other part of the armor hangs on. And here's what I want to just really drum home to us today, is that you and I need to be a people who know the truth and who live in truth. Because if we know the truth and we live in truth, it's the truth that will hold us together. It's the truth that, if you like, if you think about your belt, it holds you up. It holds you in place. And I want to tell you today that it's not enough just to know the truth. Do you know we can know it? We can know all the truth, but we need to live truthful lives. We need to be people that walk in integrity, people that are honest with one another. We need to be people that live in light and live in truth. And Paul's saying here, you need to wear this armor. Truth matters. You want to live safe. You want to live a life where the enemy can't come in and he can't defeat you. You need to live in truth and you need to know the truth. Of course, Jesus said this, didn't he? You'll know the truth and the truth will set you. Come on, thank you, Lottie in the room. The truth will set you free. We need to be wearing truth. The second piece of armor that we read about here is this breastplate of righteousness. I love this. The body armor. You know, the breastplate of righteousness, it protects and it covers. I just covered my microphone then, sorry. It covers our most vital organs, the heart. And here's the thing. Paul's saying you need to live right. It matters how you live, righteousness. But here's the wonderful truth, is that there's another part of the Bible where it says that we are clothed with his righteousness, with the righteousness of Jesus. You're looking at someone today who can't be right on their own, but I am made right because of Jesus, and so are you. But I have to intentionally choose to walk in his righteousness. I have to daily choose to say, I'm going to put on his righteousness. Do you know the enemy wants to come and condemn you? He wants to come and make you feel shameful. He wants to come and judge you. But Jesus says this, because of me, you're clean. Because of me, you're forgiven. Because of me, you are made righteous. When you wake up each day, you need to say, I'm putting on the righteousness of God. I am made right because of Jesus. And when Satan comes and whispers in your ear, yeah, but, look at all your failings, you need to declare, but I am made righteous because of Jesus. Wear righteousness. And as you wear righteousness, choose to live right. Right living will protect you. It'll protect your heart. Right living. Paul goes on to talk about our shoes. What shoes are you wearing? He says you need to wear peace. You need to wear peace, that wherever we walk, we carry the peace of God. The good news is a message of peace. Peace between us and God, that we are reconciled to God, and peace between man. We need to wear shoes of peace. The shield of faith. We need to take up faith. We need to grab that shield of faith. In Hebrews 11, we read this, that faith is the assurance of the things that we don't yet see. It's more than just a vain hope. When we know Jesus, or the faith that he gives us, that we're able to say, I know that, I know that, I know that God is with me. It's faith. And our faith is in him. You're looking at someone today that isn't, I don't choose to be governed by my feelings, but I choose to be governed by faith. By faith, by what God says about me. We need to take the shield of faith, because when the enemy comes with his arrows, that's what Paul says, and he comes to try and defeat us, we hold up faith and we declare the truth of the word of God. The last two are this, the helmet of salvation. I wonder what you're wearing on your head. Do you know the Bible says that salvation is a gift from God? You can't earn it. It's a gift. I can't earn my salvation. It's a gift, the grace of God. I'm saved by faith. I'm saved because of what Jesus did on the cross, his death, his resurrection. I am saved when I say yes to Jesus. I am saved. And Paul describes the salvation that I experience as a helmet, that I wear that, that it guards my mind. Friend, you are saved by grace, not by good works. You can't boast about it. Your salvation is a gift from God, but you need to wear it. Wear salvation to cover and protect your mind. And the last one that Paul talks about, he says, take up the sword of the Spirit. The sword of the Spirit is this. It's the word of God. You need to take this up daily. Can I gently say to you, if you don't read it and if you don't know it, then it's going to be blunt. We need to know the word of God. When the enemy attacked Jesus, what did Jesus say? It is written. I want to encourage us all as a local church, we need to know this book. I love the fact that we've talked about our children's work and in our Harbour Kids for as many years as we've been here. What do we teach children? Memory verses. I'm so thankful for my own childhood and the fact that as a young child, I was taught so many verses because those verses come back to me. But I want to tell you, it's not too late to start learning scripture. I think sometimes we get overwhelmed. We just go, it's too big. I don't know where to start. Why don't you just find one verse this week? Just one. Say it over and over and over again. Learn it. Memorize it. Write it down. Because when the enemy comes to attack, it's the word of God that is your sword. It's the word of God that you're able to protect yourself with. And so Paul says, I want you to wear this. You need to wear it. It's your armor, and you need to put it on every day. Do you know the book of Peter, 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 8, he says this, and it's words that we've heard a lot from Boris Johnson. Stay alert. It's there, 1 Peter 5, verse 8. Look it up. Stay alert. Why? Because we have an enemy. His name is Satan. He prowls around looking for who he can devour, who he can attack. I'm not saying this to frighten you. We don't have to be frightened. But I am saying stay alert. Be aware. Be mindful. Don't be ignorant of the enemy. And how do we stay alert? By wearing the armor of God. I'm going to draw this message to a close. But as I do, I want to talk about a third item of clothing. And this one's very short. You'll be glad to know. Well done for staying with me. I've probably talked way too long, but just stick with me for two more minutes before we're going to sing a great song. So item number one I looked at last week, we need to wear love. As we emerge from lockdown, let's be a community of believers that are wearing love. As we emerge from lockdown, let's stay alert to the enemy's plans and let's wear the armor of God. We need to wake up each day dressed in the armor of God, dressed in faith, in peace. We need to wear righteousness and truth, all the things I've just talked about. And the third thing I want to finish with is this, is that in Isaiah 61, we read this. There's another piece of clothing for us to wear. Come on, I love this one. I said it right at the beginning. It's called praise. It's called praise. Isaiah 61 says this, that God has given us a garment of praise. I haven't got my jacket with me. I almost want to have my jacket. In fact, can you just chuck my jacket over to me? Is that all right? It's just there. In a minute, the jacket is going to come flying in. I want to show you this. It's just going to come flying in. Fly it in. Just chuck it in. Here comes my jacket. Do you know what? Literally, I want you to imagine that this is praise. This is praise. There's something significant. I can't stand up. I'm just going to put it on here. Listen, you put it on. You put it on intentionally. This isn't just going to happen. My jacket won't just come on by itself. I have to choose to put it on. And the Bible says this, that we need to wear praise. In fact, there's another part of the Bible, and I love it. It says this, praise looks good on you. It looks good on you. Wear it. And here's the thing I love, is that when we wear praise, we put on praise and we throw off despair. What an exchange. Have you had moments of despair this week? I bet you have. I have. Have you had moments? The Bible talks about a spirit of heaviness, actually. Put on a garment of praise instead of a spirit of heaviness. Oh, church, come on. The Bible says it, when we feel the spirit of heaviness come on it, I get that as well. I know what it is to wake up in the morning with a spirit of heaviness. And the Bible gives us an answer, and the answer is praise. Grab your jacket of praise and wear it. Wear praise, because praise looks good on you. Praise will set you free. As you begin to praise, you take your eyes off yourself and you lift your eyes onto Jesus the King. We need to wear praise. Oh, we need to wear love. We need to wear the armor of God. But the thing we need to put on praise. I'm going to read one verse before we're going to sing a great song. We're going to sing a great song. And this is the verse, and it's in Isaiah 61. And I want to just say this over all of us. I read this yesterday and my heart just leapt. I hope that my mic is all right with my jacket on now. Come on, Isaiah 61, verse 10. I think the words will be on the screen again. This is what it says. I am overwhelmed with joy in the Lord my God. This sounds like someone who's giving praise, right? I'm overwhelmed with joy in the Lord my God, for he has dressed me with the clothing of salvation. You are dressed in the clothing of salvation, and he's draped me in a robe of righteousness. I don't know what the enemy is screaming in your ear today, but I'm telling you the word of God, this is truth, and you need to wear it as a belt, that you are clothed with salvation. You are dressed in righteousness. It's not your righteousness, it's his righteousness. He's clothed you in it. He's clothed you in it. You are dressed. Come on, go and look in the mirror when we finish and look in the mirror and say, I'm clothed in righteousness. I'm clothed in righteousness. Oh, Jesus is so amazing. This is what he's done for us. And then it says this, I'm like a bridegroom dressed for his wedding, like a bride with her jewels. Can I tell you this morning, you look stunning. You look stunning. You look gorgeous. You look amazing. I can't even see you, but I'm saying it by faith. I know, not because of the designer wear you're wearing, not because of what you look like on the outside. Who cares what you look like on the outside? I want to know this. How are you going to emerge from lockdown? Not by how you look on the outside, but by what's going on in here. Oh, the Bible says this, you're radiant. And I wonder if today you can join me in saying, I'm overwhelmed with joy because I'm dressed in the designer wear of heaven. We're going to sing a great song. And Lottie and Ian, the musicians, they're going to just sing this over us. And it's the blessing of God. And I just want to pray that as we listen to this, we are just so convinced of the words I've said this morning, that we're dressed in his righteousness. Thank you for listening. God bless you all. And I just want to pray into this coming week and the coming days in your life that you will wear the clothing of heaven.